Church. Good morning, everyone. Amen. It's true what you're saying. It's like sometimes we can just move on. But it's that moment of capturing what God is doing in the moment. And so, yes, Father, we just thank you for your grace and your mercy today. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you that we have life. And we thank you, Lord, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Lord, we declare, like the psalmist says, that this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We shall rejoice. We choose to rejoice and be glad in it, Father. And so, Lord, we thank you so much for what is happening around the world, Father. Lord, the tragedies, but Lord, also in this moment that you are calling people into your presence at this time as well, Lord. So, Father, we pray that you will prepare us to be messengers that will bring transformation in our spheres of influence. Father, we thank you that we sit here today and once upon a time we were lost. And then you send somebody, not just Jesus, but you send a brother or a sister or a missionary to speak the words of life and hope, Lord. And that's why we stand here more than conquerors, not because of our own strength, but we are saved by grace through faith. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we're starting a new series today, and I'm excited. You know, where's Alex? You know, the Romans has really helped me to become a sharper teacher in the Word of God. So thank you. Thank you for helping me. And here's another series about Mark. And Mark, you know, we talk about the gospel of Mark, of Matthew, Luke, and John. This, what I'm teaching here, is not about the gospel of Mark, John, because they bring different perspectives of witnessing the power of God and the power of Jesus in different ways. But this gospel is not the gospel of Mark. This is a gospel of salvation. Mark is talking about the gospel of salvation, and Mark was a co-worker with Peter. Mark, what he has written with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, it is actually Peter, the Apostle Peter, who shared with Mark what Jesus had done. Mark, this is the same Mark that was with Paul, the first missionary trip. It was Mark. Mark is the cousin of Barnabas. Barnabas is the son of encouragement. And there was a dispute between Paul and Barnabas when Mark went on the first mission trip. And then what Mark did, Mark just ditched them. Halfway, they said, let's go and minister. They might kill us over there. And Mark is like, I'm out. I'm going home. This is the same Mark. But Barnabas says to Paul, come on, let's take him with. And Paul says, no, he's not coming with. But he might be of use in the future. Because when you come as missionaries, as these three amazing people, for me being a missionary in a different country, you got to have support, you got to have the right people around you, and God is calling us to prepare the way for other people. So my title of my sermon this morning is Prepare the Way. Prepare the Way, aligning your life with God's purpose. Aligning your life with God's purpose, preparing the way. And in this, what Mark is actually talking about here is Mark, this is the shortest book of the Gospels. And Mark doesn't go into the genealogy of Jesus and where, like all the other writers. Mark goes straight. This is actually the first gospel that Mark and then the others came afterwards. But what Mark is saying in the beginning, Mark says, in the beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He says, in the beginning, where did we hear about in the beginning? Genesis, in the beginning. Even the Apostle John talks about, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, in the beginning. So Mark is actually talking, he's kicking us off, and he says, this gospel is the gospel of salvation, this gospel is about Jesus Christ. This is the gospel about Jesus Christ. It is written in Isaiah the prophet. So let's go quickly back. Because it is a fulfillment of a prophetic word. They said to me I was going to be a preacher maybe 22 years ago. Did I agree with them? No. Wasn't interested about this preaching the gospel and going. No. I said no. But the prophecy came to fulfillment even with me saying no. But God has called people to prepare the way for me. Now, am I happy to be a preacher? Yes. Yes. Yeah, Ross is like, if you say that, like you're off the rotor. I love it because I didn't choose to do it. God has chosen me to do it, and by his grace, I can do what he has called me to do. And that is, so he says, and we have to first go back. So let's go back first where was it prophesied before? In Malachi and also Isaiah prophesied of the coming of Jesus. Because in those days, with the Greek, the non-Jews, this gospel, this book, I love this book because this book is all about a kingdom. It's the gospel of the good news of the kingdom of heaven. This is what this book is all about. This book is about a king, his kingdom, and his royal citizens. This is how I understand the Bible, you know, because it's all about kingship. This, remember when Jesus was born, they said the king of the Jews. So if you are a king, it means you have to have a kingdom. And that's what King Herod wanted to kill baby Jesus, not because he wanted to kill him, because he came in the line of a king. Not Lion King, Simba. He came as the king of kings. He came. And where in Malachi 3:1, it says, God is saying into the word, and this is what Malachi says, I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord who are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. That's in Malachi. That's about 400 years before the word of God came back to Israel. That's for 400 years they couldn't hear what God was saying. God just, if you're not changing your ways, I'm not speaking to you. Have you ever noticed sometimes when God don't speak to us, sometimes we have to look in our own life and self-reflect. Is there any sin in our lives that blocks the voice of God? 400 years, they did not hear. And Malachi is saying this, that God will send a messenger. Because even whenever there's a king who's going on the throne or a queen, there has to be messengers and people who proclaim they're coming. That's why we knew Charlie was going to be the next king. Because it was said, they prepared us. Right? They prepared us. And William, they will prepare. There's a preparation that goes on. So the Greek, they had to understand, what did they mean? They said there's a king coming. Who's this king? That's why the psalmist says, who is this king of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. It's all about preparing. It's all about kingdom. It's all about the concept of kingdoms. It's all about that. The word of God is all about the kingdom of heaven. So Isaiah 40 verse 1 to 3, it says, comfort, comfort my people, says the Lord. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, and she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Verse 3, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight the desert a highway for our God. Isaiah 52 verse 7 says, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings. Remember when Jesus was born, they said, I bring you good tidings. It's kingdom concepts, right? It's kingdom concepts. Proclaim peace, who brings good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. So Mark is not so much focusing on the sayings of Jesus. Mark is talking about the doings of Jesus. And the book of Mark is all about what he has done, not so much about, and Jesus said this and Jesus said that. Jesus goes to the highways and the byways and he heals people and he cleanses the lepers and he drives out demons and all of that stuff. Jesus is doing things. And this is what Mark is saying. He says, Peter told me this. This is what Jesus has done. He didn't talk so much. He just, because there's a time to talk and there's a time to act. Faith without works is dead. The two has to go together. It has to go together. And this is what he's saying. And John himself confirms in John 1:23, I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said. Can you see there now? There's a prophetic word, but it has to come to fulfillment. There's a prophetic word over LBC. You better find out what that is. Because God has spoken already. He's not waiting for you and me to change, and then he's like, I've seen them change. Huh. What do we do now? There's already a word declared over our lives, already a word declared over the church, already a word declared over you guys as you go back home, that there are blessings and there are things waiting for you, because any work that you put in God, the Bible says, he who leaves his mother, brother, sister for the sake of the kingdom will receive 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. So when you go back, God has prepared everything for you and you will step into that. Amen? Because God won't do stuff for them and just say, find your own way. They are the ones preparing the way. And I'm sure there is people who came to salvation because through you, right? Many people that came through salvation because you left everything to come to prepare the way for him so that he can move on your behalf. Because it's co-laboring, co-working with Jesus. See how, if you understand it in that way, you'll be saying, Lord, do something in me today. Change me so I can change my spheres of influence. Right? And this is what the prophecy is saying. I will send a messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. A voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight paths for him. And so John came baptizing. What I love about John. John was Jesus' cousin. Now, if it was me, who, Jesus is my cousin, he's the son of God and the son of man, I would put it all over Facebook, and that would be my Facebook status, my Instagram status. I would name drop all the time. Just wanted to say I played with Jesus today. Yeah, it said something profound. We were just walking, and then all of a sudden, somebody in town, there was a person who struggled, and Jesus just prayed, and that person got healed. That's my cousin. But John, we remember with Elizabeth and Mary. When the two of them met, the babies, there was a leap. And John the Baptist was baptized in the Holy Spirit from birth. In that time, the Holy Spirit did not come yet for everybody. It had to be a certain. If we were in that time, I don't know who of us would have been the Holy Spirit. God would have said, you will have the Holy Spirit. But now, the good news of the kingdom is, in the book of Acts, he said, God will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. So all of us are included. The Spirit will come upon all of us. But in those days, it had to be certain people that God will show his power through. And John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit while he was in the womb. While he was in his mother's womb. This is the John the Baptist, that we are talking about. John knew that he was there to prepare the way for Jesus. He knew. He knew that my assignment is, I'm going to be like an MC at an event. And he's the MC. He's just making the announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, stand to your feet. I'm welcoming you, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, my cousin. We didn't say that, but I would say that. You know, my cousin Jesus. He understood his assignment. He understood his assignment. And like I said, the book of Mark is all about that salvation of Jesus, the gospel of the kingdom. So it's all about leadership and it's all about service. That is what Mark actually tried to get over to us. Leadership and service. He's portraying Jesus in this in this book as Jesus, as the servant leader. It's about what do we do? How do we serve? God is no man's debtor. Whatever you do for God, God will always outgive you. When I understood that, when I first came to the UK, I thought, oh my days, I don't have savings. People talk about savings in the UK. I didn't know what savings was. All I knew, I was saved. That's it. Because if God, if it's about the king, the kingdom, and his royal family, then I see, even now with Harry being away, Harry is still being supported by the royal family. He might be away, but according, because of the bloodline, he's still being provided for. I'm in the bloodline of Jesus. I'm not broke. Don't ask me for money yet. That will come. But it's understanding that God did not bring us from South Africa, from Korea, from Australia, wherever you come from, if you're from a different nation. He didn't bring you here so that you can struggle. It's understanding that because you belong to a kingdom, God will provide for us in the ways that we might not even think or even imagine. This is what all about leadership. It's all about servant leadership. So John the Baptist, it says in Luke 1:80, excuse me, and the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the desert until he appeared publicly before Israel. John the Baptist, from a young age, lived in his purpose, in the wilderness. The brother's fashion sense, camel hair, a leather belt. I don't care about the leather belt. Camel hair, what is that all about? Maybe today you could do that and go to Paris and not anything goes. So I think John would be okay. But there's a reason for that, because John came in the spirit of Elijah. If you look at Elijah, Elijah lived like that same outfit. And what is the belt for in them? You remember the armor of God? Come on. The belt of truth, right? The belt of truth. Everything has got meaning. The dietary requirements was locust. Wild honey. Pass me by. Wild honey and locusts. Would we be so obedient that God says that is what you need to do in order to prepare the way for my people? Preparing the way for my people. And it says that, and John came baptizing in the desert region and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole of Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River. I Googled it. I did a little bit of mapping. It will take you a day to walk to get to the Jordan River. People came to confess their sin. Imagine coming to everybody hearing your sin. Mm-hmm. Some people hear other people's sin and it's like, did you really do that? How could you? Nobody did. They came confessing their sin, they were baptized, and they were cleansed. What separates us from God? What is the thing that separates us from God, from Isaiah, what Isaiah is saying? Sin. Isaiah, right? The thing that separates us from God is sin. So which means we can't hear what he's saying. It's because it's sin. So people came out confessing their sin. And just say, even the Bible says that if we, in the book of James, if we can confess our sin to one another, pray for each other so that we might be healed. Doesn't mean that you need to go and tell your cousin about my sin. There's so many people that God has sent them on my way, preparing the way for them People come to me, they share their deepest sin and stuff that they've been through. The mind, if God can trust you with other people's sin and what they've been through, I always use the scripture, as soon as you confess to me, according to scripture, it says, when I pray for you, you will be healed. Receive it and I'll never talk about it. That's how it's supposed to be. And not to bring it up 6 months from now. This is what is. People came confessing their sin. They were baptized, and I believe that they were rejoicing because they were cleansed. And this message, let me first just get my notes here. Jesus said this about John. He says in Matthew 11:11, it says, he talks about his cousin. He says, I've never seen somebody greater than John. He talks about John. Because John is the example of what we need to do if we are going to prepare the way for others. So John moved in humility. He knew his assignment and he walked in his assignment and he fulfilled his assignment to Jesus. He fulfilled his assignment to Jesus. And this is what he said. In John, he talks about repent, for the kingdom of heaven is coming. This is now his announcement. He says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is coming. This is now his cousin Jesus. And remember when Jesus came over the hill, he says, this is the Lamb of God who take away the sins of the whole world. So that is now the assignment that he's now announcing. He says, there's one coming after me that's greater than me. And he says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven. Prepare your minds, because repent means metanoia. It means change the way you think, change the way your heart posture is. 180 degrees, turn the other way. And he is bringing now a gospel of the kingdom. In the Old Testament, it was about the prophets, the law and the prophets. Moses and Elijah. Remember when they stood at the Mount of Transfiguration? Who were there? Jesus, Elijah, and Moses. And because the people of the day, they believed in Moses and Elijah. And what did Peter say? We can now build an altar for all three of you. And that's where the light came. Poof. Because they were just once preparing the way for Jesus. It's not about them. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about Christ in us, the hope of glory. So Peter says, oh, this will just be kind. Let's be polite. Let's make three altars. And God himself just struck them with the light and said, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. Only listen to him. Moses played his part. Elijah played his part. All of them were just pointing to Jesus. And I always say, like, even when I die, my time will be up in the earth. And I will go and hang out with Moses and Elijah and say, what were you thinking that day when he said about the altar? Both of them said, who was thinking, what's this? Did he lose his head? Because it's not about us. It's about preparing the way for Jesus. And I'm going to close with this. He says in verse 7, and this was his message. After me will come one more powerful than I, whose thongs are of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Maybe if we think it like this morning when I was just praying, if we think it in this way, okay, God wants to use me to fulfill his purposes wherever I'm at. So God chooses to use you and me to fulfill his purpose, to prepare the way for your friends, your family, now that Christmas is coming. See, I'm already talking about Christmas. Because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to put it out there. It gives you enough time to get the Christmas gifts. It's all about time, isn't it? I'm just putting it out there. Right? So it is about this preparation. Some of your friends and family is going to come and visit you at Christmas, or you might go and visit them. But if you start now preparing the way for them, by what God is speaking to you about. God will prepare, you will prepare the way, and the Holy Spirit will touch their lives. John says, by preparing the way, and then Jesus came, and Jesus changed the whole world. So when we prepare the way for others, the Holy Spirit will touch their lives. Prepare the way. My family that I prayed for many years, my extended family, my auntie and uncles and all these people, I said to my wife, I haven't seen them. These WhatsApp group chats, it is annoying sometimes. Because people come on that chat and they beef and they kind of like, you know, have ways of, you know, remember what you did 5 years ago. I don't need to see that. And then they're looking at who's going to back who. That is just, and I said, listen, if you got anything, just call me individually. This whole chat, the reason for this chat, I spoke to my wife about it, and I was thinking, like, they haven't spoken to me for 20 years. Because I've moved on, and they've moved on. But now, all of a sudden, in this group, and they invited me into this group, said, oh, let's welcome Ricardo. I was thinking, like, okay. You know, I was prepared a way for Ricardo. And the Lord said to me, now is the time. All the prayers that you pray for, then, for as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now there's now an opportunity. Don't chat and act in weird ways on this chat. When called upon, you give godly wisdom. So God has now practically prepared a way. He said, there's a way for you, Ricardo. I'm going to give you wisdom how to bring all of them into the kingdom. Because my uncle is the main guy. The brother drinks a lot. The brother's like, yeah, but the sun is shining on the righteous and the unrighteous, Ricardo. Every week, the brother is drunk. And in Africa, it's different. But now, because he's the elder, we have to listen to him. I said, no, Jesus. Jesus was 12 years old and still preached and then taught in the synagogue, in the temple. It's not. It's just about what is he preparing us into. Is he saying that this is fine, you can do what I do? And the Lord said, no. I'm preparing you. When called upon, declare my word, and I will save your whole entire household. That's the message today for all of us. You are messengers of Christ. He wants to use you. In your spheres of influence, in school, I'm so excited to go to school. Because I now, these young people will come to school again. Out of routine again. So now patience needs to increase again. But when I go through the gates, I'll say, Lord, as a messenger of your kingdom, I will prepare the way for these young people and teachers to see them come into your kingdom. Just like you did last year with some of them who now serve Jesus. I understand the assignment for me. But he is calling all of us to be messengers of the gospel. So he's calling you to prepare the way. And so I'm finished with that, but I wanted to pray for you guys. I know that I saw that there is, you guys are going to do it at the end, but what's your name?
James.
James, is it okay if I pray for you? Yeah, and I'll tell you why I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. How old are you? I'm going to pray. You know, Romans 1:11 says when Paul was in prison, Paul says to the church, he's writing to the church, and he says, I pray that I'll come to you when I have opportunity to pray. But when I come, I will lay my hands on you, and I will transfer spiritual gifts in you. Right? So basically what it means is that the gift, you can transfer the gift. Okay? I have a gift of encouragement. I have a gift of bringing the best out of people. I don't know how I do it. I just realize that God has given it to me. So I want to share with you. I want to pray for you. And wherever you go, you're going to be a leader that people will look up to. And even your quiet confidence, God is going to use it to be bold and speak into where you need to speak into those things. But you will be a son of encouragement. You'll be a Barnabas. You will encourage people. The wisdom that God will give to you will be beyond your years. Don't doubt. It is happening, and I want to pray for you, and I want to just share it. He's caring. Right? So let me pray for you quickly, my friend. so much for James. Thank you for his heart, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, that from birth you have given him, you have anointed him to change nations. Amen. And so, Father, I thank you so much that even as you spoke to his parents, even as you spoke to him, Father, I sense, James, like sometimes there's some discouragements that's happening in you. Some discouragement. But, Lord, I just pray that I break that discouragement over his life, Father. And, Lord, I speak freedom into his heart today. And, Lord, the gift of encouragement and the wisdom that you have given unto me, Lord, according to Romans 1:11, I speak it and I transfer it into James's life. And his life will never be the same again. Lord, make him a messenger. Lord, make him a person, Lord, that prepares the way for many young people, for many nations, Father, Lord. And I pray that this day is registered in heaven and that he will look back, Lord, and declare that the Lord has been faithful in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Bless you, man. Come, give you a hug, man. Give her a hug. Bless you, man. Grace and mercy today. Lord, we thank you so much that you've called these people. I know what it feels like to leave your country, leave everything that you know for the sake of the kingdom. Father, I thank you that you've already prepared for them things long in advance. And Lord, I pray that when they go home, that the blessing, the mercy of God would have overtaken them. And Lord, as they step into divine calling for where you're taking them next, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in their lives.